From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz. Four of the 12 boys trapped with their soccer coach in a cave in northern Thailand have been rescued. They were taken out of the cave where they had been trapped for more than 2 weeks on Sunday. Associated Press correspondent Grant Peck reports.
There's some feeling that some of the other boys are probably en route. They're being taken out in groups, but it's very hard to say which boys are at what point in the cave right now.
It could take a day or two before all of the boys are extricated from the cave. The boys and their coach disappeared after venturing into the cave on June 23rd. Rains from the monsoon season and diminishing oxygen level have threatened their safety. One rescue diver died on Thursday. At least 49 people have died and more than 47 are missing in southwestern Japan after mudslides that were triggered by torrential rains. More than 1.6 million people have been forced to flee their homes. The Weather Service said more than 58 centimeters of rain fell in a 24-hour period. Haiti's government suspended sharp fuel price increases this weekend after widespread violence broke out in the capital and elsewhere. The proposed 49% fuel price increases followed an agreement with the International Monetary Fund to stop subsidizing energy prices so that more of the budget could be put toward social services and improving infrastructure. The increase would have brought the cost of a gallon of gas to more than twice the average daily pay of a typical Haitian worker. At least three people have died in the protests. This is VOA News. At least six members of Tunisia's National Guard were killed Sunday in an apparent attack by an armed group near the Algerian border. Three National Guardsmen were wounded in the attack in the west of Tunisia. The country's official news agency says the guardsmen were on a patrol in two vehicles, and a grenade was thrown at the first vehicle. The attack took place in a remote mountainous area. Jihadis are known to use the mountainous border region as a base. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says sanctions will remain in place on North Korea, in his words, until final, fully verified denuclearization, as agreed to by Chairman Kim Jong-un, occurs.
If those requests were gangster-like, they are, the world is a gangster, because there was a unanimous decision at the U.N. Security Council about what needs to be achieved.
Pompeo spoke Sunday at a press conference in Tokyo with the foreign ministers of South Korea and Japan. He said he is, quote, hopeful there will be a path forward in negotiations with North Korea. Britain's Home Secretary has visited the towns of Amesbury and Salisbury in southwestern England, saying the risk to the public is very low despite the recent poisoning of two people exposed to a deadly nerve agent. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Sajid Javid says both towns remain open for business and urges people to visit what he calls one of the most beautiful parts of the country. Javid is the first senior official to visit the area since Dawn Sturgis and Charlie Rowley were hospitalised in critical condition last week. Officials believe the poisoning may have been caused by exposure to the deadly nerve agent Novichok that was disposed of after the March attack on ex-Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia. Detectives now urgently want to know all the spots where Sturgis and Rowley visited in Amesbury before the poisoning to help police with new leads on where the contamination might have occurred. Charles de Ledesma, London.
England and Croatia will meet in Wednesday's semi-final at the World Cup. Correspondent Gethin Coolball reports.
England is back in the World Cup semifinals for the first time in 28 years after a 2-0 win over Sweden Saturday. Harry Maguire's header in the 30th minute and Dele Alli's header in the 59th sealed the victory. The 22-year-old Alli became the second youngest player to score at the World Cup for England. In the day's other quarterfinal, Ivan Rakitic scored the winning penalty as Croatia beat host country Russia 4-3 in a shootout. Mario Fernandez drew Russia level at two with his header late in extra time. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
The leaders of Eritrea and Ethiopia embraced at Asmara International Airport Sunday, a historic moment in what has long been one of Africa's most entrenched conflicts. You can find more on these and other stories at voanews.com. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.